be posting today.
Yeah, what's your newfound appreciation for Timothy McVeigh?
I think, what was his name? Terry Nichols?
You know, those were Nazis.
They were fucking Nazis, but at least they were fucking honest. These pieces of shit. These fucking scumbags. Like, at least I'd rather, like, Gore Vidal and Alex Coburn in the 90s, they had this illusion, and I think I held with this illusion for a long time that these people believed in something that, like, maybe you could tap into this sort of libertarian streak of, like, American populism that, you know, Timothy McVeigh, nobody's saying what he did was right, blowing up all those children, blowing up all those IRS agents, all those ATF agents, but, you know, he had his reasons after Waco and Ruby Ridge and all that. So maybe we should take these people seriously because maybe they have something to teach us, you know, on the left. Coburn's a fucking socialist. Gore Vidal is like a social Republican. Maybe Timothy McVeigh, these people, despite their abhorrent views about race or whatever, maybe they have something to teach us about politics in the world and what's necessary when you have a empire which needs to be taken down. You know, maybe you got to blow, you know, a couple fucking eggs. You know, you got to make the omelet. Sometimes the Murrow building just needs to get blown up, you know, fucking whatever. I never agree with that. But that said, you know, this was for the last 35 years or so, kind of like a position on the left. Now, you look and you say what you want about the tenets of Timothy McVeigh's fucking patriotic fascist fucking Americanism. At least it was an ethos. At least he believed in something enough to fucking blow up a bunch of children. These people, one nice Midwestern lady, nice 37-year-old lady with kids, gets shot in the face, a nice white lady, and all of a sudden it's oh, yeah, we don't believe in anything except power. You know, we believe in nothing, Lebowski. They're fucking nihilists. Like, at least Timothy McVeigh believed in something. That's all
I don't know.
Say.
I mean, I think, you know, obviously there's extra state fascism or, you know, system oppositional fascism that kind of aligns and disaligns with the state at different times. You know, this is the idea of the three-way fight, right? So, yeah. Like, anti-fascist can be anarchist or autonomous at times, and then the next day they're turning in J6 insurrectos, right? So it's kind of the same thing, you know. There's these ideologies can slip from place to place, and it's kind of what we do as revolutionary Marxists to try to keep our principles in line. But I don't know too much about what Timothy McVeigh thought. I think he was something of an autonomous fascist. You know, I think he was connected with these sort of like little white, like little Europe places,
little white. Yeah. He was a little white. I think he, got his head fucked up in the first Iraq war, which is what separates him. There's like a vast gulf that separates these things. I don't know if you can, tell Andy, but I've been going through, some shit. You know, yesterday I was minding my own business. I was unemployed and on my couch as a normal person does, just like anticipating collecting unemployment, having a nice time with my dog, my elderly dog, and my nice wife in my nice apartment. And I see on the internet that a woman is shot in the face 3 times by ICE. And I say to myself, geez, that's fucked up. Wow, I hate tyranny. Tyranny blows. And then I go to the bar to meet my friend Dave Solidarity. And we go to the bar and we have some drinks and we talk it over. And, you know, whatever, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 drinks later, I get home and I don't know what happened. I woke up this morning fucking sweat. Like, what the fuck did I do last night? What did I do?
Oh, so that tweet thread was a drunken tweet thread and you forgot.
Yes, and what I did.
And now you're being brigaded by like thousands of blue check bots.
Yes, and I was like, oh God, what did I do last night? You know, it wasn't like, oh, did I sleep with like the village wench or did like I puke on the bar or did I like break into a store and steal all the shit and fucking bring it home? Did I go to film of it.
Nobody would do that.
No. Nobody would do that. I did not do that. But I woke up in a cold sweat thinking to myself, oh God, I got drunk last night and I posted. And not only did I post, but I posted something sincere. Like, I actually, fuck it. That's like the last thing you want to do is post something sincere.
Yeah, what is this, 2017? You can't be doing that shit.
Right. Like, you can't fucking post. And I was like mad. I was like ripping mad. And I had a lot of drinks in me. And I posted. And I was like, God, oh, it can't be that bad. I'm sure whatever I posted, nobody paid attention to it. And I woke up this morning and I grabbed myself a cup of coffee. And I opened up my timeline and my notifications, which thank God I don't have on, to see that 45,000 people had liked my thread.
That's good. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, and so now I'm committed, and I didn't have the heart to fucking fight it out, man. I don't have the heart to like fight it out on that.
Oh, you said what you said.
Site.
You don't have to say any other. I mean, you're not even ratioed here. You've got 1,700 replies, 5,000 retweets, and 48,000 likes. That's pretty good. And obviously the replies look bad because there are all these blue checks, right? So they get up to the top, but I think the vast majority of Americans agree with you.
Well, that's where I guess I'm taking solace in the fact that the vast majority of and you know what it is, dude, it's like I try to think of anybody I know in my real life, from Dave Solidarity to you, to my family, to my close friends, to my work friends, to guys in my local union, to like everybody, and I try to think, like, who is it out there who wants to justify 37-year-old moms with glove compartments just filled, stuffed with toys, you know, for their 6-year-old children who they just picked up from school or dropped off from school or whatever. Who among them wants to see this woman executed for the sin of, I don't know, having pink hair, or maybe she was a lesbian, maybe she wasn't. I try to think of like the normal people in my life, and I consider you here normal. I consider everybody I know normal. And there's not a person among them who thinks that Renee Good, as her name was, should have been executed this way, should have been summarily executed. And yet, you know, I gave these motherfuckers, these fucking MAGA chud scumbags, I gave them so much fucking leeway. For like 10 years, I said, oh, there's some rational kernel, you know, oh yeah, we can understand something about the world, about society and the economy by like understanding what it is. They don't believe in fucking anything, dude. The real people are real. These fucking psychopaths from J.D. Vance on fucking down, because it's like a state enterprise now, like all of these fucking people are evil. Like, they're fucking evil, and there's nothing to learn from them. They don't believe, when it comes to civil liberties and civil rights, they would be happy to have a jackbooted fucking Gestapo thug come and shoot a 37-year-old white lady in the face, just as they'd be happy to have it be a 35-year-old black man kneel on his fucking neck and kill him. Just like they'd be happy with, after all this anti-war rhetoric, be happy with, we go down to Venezuela, we fucking kidnap the leader, and we take him back for his day in court. These people believe in nothing, and the more they're in power, the sicker it looks, the fucking nastier it looks. And I just can't pretend anymore that there's anything besides like pure power politics and just a sickness at work here. Fuck these people. Fuck MAGA. There's nothing to learn. There's nothing to know. Fuck J.D. Vance. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck the ICE guy that murdered that woman. Fuck them all, dude. Fuck them all.
Yeah, I think that, I like you, was just so disgusted when I heard the news. I mean, obviously this was going to happen sooner or later. ICE has already killed someone in Chicago. They killed someone in I think Los Angeles a few days ago.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure the story there, but and obviously they kill people all the time in their detention centers through neglect and other means. So this is not new that ICE are killing people, and nor is it new that law enforcement in this country kill people. They kill 1,000 people a year, and occasionally people, usually black people, stand up and fight about it. And this has been ongoing for 150 years and longer than that, or if people rejecting the fact that some lives are totally devalued and don't matter. And if you get killed by the state, you deserved it.
Yeah.
If you get killed by the state, you're a terrorist, and you're a terrorist because you got killed by the state.
You're a domestic terrorist.
And we don't
terrorist.
Even know yet. You know, at first I believe that this this woman was a protester or a legal observer. Now I'm not so sure. You know, there's mixed reports. There's people saying that maybe she was just driving down the street after dropping her kid off at school and started videotaping what was going on. Some officers tell her to move. She starts moving. Then she looks over and suddenly there's masked men trying to get into her car. She starts driving away and she's shot within the span of, you know, 5 seconds. And it's disgusting that we have to argue about that. I mean, we don't have to. We don't like you. I think your thread did the right thing. It's like, I know what I saw. I'm drawing a line here. If you support this, fuck you.
Fuck you.
But, you know, people in our kind of world have to, and like the media space, you know, have to argue. And I would just say, like, you know, we shouldn't worry too much about the argument. We should just choose sides, you know. No matter which way the tires were turned, you know. That's like that's the liberal way of looking at this. Is like, well, the tires were turned in this degree. They were turned this degree, but she was backing up. Wherever her tires were turned, the police should not be murdering you in that situation.
And they're not even fucking
murdering people.
They're not even fucking police. If you look at the fucking footage and you say to yourself, "Oh, she had her wheels turned at 34 degrees. Well, if she had only had them turned at 25 degrees, her wheels, then maybe they'd have plausible
Then maybe probable Tim cause. Walz and Jonathan Frey would not be so gung-ho.
They wouldn't say, get the fuck out of our city. You know, maybe she would be a domestic terrorist after all, right?
Yeah, the Democrats might be a little bit more on board that.
And there's various like gradations of this, which is wonderful. Like, it's so good to be brought right back to 2020, to be brought right back. Like, just when you forgot, when you thought that the George Floyd uprising was just like a fever dream, that there was like nothing behind it, that people were overreacting to a situation of like some fucking guy overdosing on fentanyl or whatever the fuck the right wing is that they want to say, right? We're brought right back to the place where all of us are press ganged. All of us. I mean, the 10, 15, 20% of us who engage in politics, we're all press ganged into taking a side and like play by play and a like Ravens versus the Saints or whatever. Play by play. Oh, there's a flag on the field. Okay, let's go to let's roll that videotape, you know? Let's look and let's see what how many degrees her wheel was turned. Let's look and see how long she had been obstructing traffic in the right lane. Let's think about the ways in which the left lane has to be open for ICE officers when they're invading an entire neighborhood, right? And they need their freedom to move around and shoot people. Like, we get caught in this game, and it's nice, it's instructive to be brought back here, because you remember that life is fucking cheap in this country. Life is cheap. If you are Renee Good, if you are anybody in this country, you know, you get in the wrong place at the wrong time and you could be fucking capped. And we all acknowledge that. We all know that that's real. Everybody out there is familiar with this scenario. We all are. My mistake, my great fucking mistake, is taking these people fucking seriously. We went back to Waco. We went back to fucking Ruby Ridge, you know? Like, I made a huge fucking mistake believing that there was something of that politics, of that moment, of that time, of that civil liberties bent that maybe, you know, modern politics, maybe MAGA had some element of that. I listened to commentators like Judge Napolitano. You know this guy? He used to be on Fox News, and now
that big head.
He's got a giant fucking head and a nice gravelly voice.
Neapolitan head.
He's got slick back hair like my grandfather had. He's like something out of a fucking like a mummy out of a fucking movie, you know. And he sits up there, and I appreciate his story. He has Aaron Mate. He's got Max Blumenthal on. He's got various different talking heads: Larry Johnson, Daniel Davis, all these people, like these right wingers. Who have the right line on stuff like this. But you know what? Like, that is not the rank and file. That is not the influencers. That is not what MAGA stands for. They don't stand for Ruby Ridge and Waco fighting against these overreaches by a tyrannical government. They instead stand for killing your enemies. Like a culture war, but as expressed through fucking jackbooted thug Gestapo fucking federal agents coming into Minneapolis or other cities and lighting people up. Like, this is what they stand for. This is literally what they stand for. And so, huge mea culpa all around, folks. I'm so sorry. I took these people fucking seriously when they said they were against tyranny. I thought they were part of this mainstream of American politics, which has gone on for hundreds of years now, where ultimately, you know, you pass a law here, you fucking have a scandal over there, you have like judges rule over here, judges rule over there, different layers of judges, different layers of fucking. And at the end of it, it's all about kind of figuring out some balance between local, state, and federal power, you know? Like, what are we going to do with this power? I mean,
it's really about whiteness,
but
right?
But it ain't like that. It is not about that shit. It's yes. About,
yeah.
You could say it's about whiteness. I think that that's probably true, you know, and you'd have to deal with, Andy, and this is the question, like, how they get around the whiteness of the victim here.